Rosa was Nifzer. Rosa from Shmuel Vosner was one of the Gedolei Poskim. We have from him probably devoted to 10 volumes of Tshuvas, the Shevet HaLevi. Right after Sukkos, right after Pesach, Chaim Greenemann was Nifter. It's two Gedolim of Bnei Brak. So Chaim Greenemann, I had no contact with. So Shabbat Vosner, I was zochet to attend his shul after I was married and I married to Israel for a year. So every Thursday night I would go to Bnei Brak to attend his shul. Rav Vosner was he was the first Rav that was appointed in the Chazon Ish. He himself was still born in Europe. He was born in Vienna. He lived in Vienna. The most famous story of his youth was that his mother was raised in a very firm family. His mother had an exceptionally beautiful voice, and it became known in the community that she had this unusual voice as a young woman. And she was scouted out by the Viennese opera, and apparently they made her an offer, and they went, I think it was Meir Arvi, the different versions of the story. This is the least dramatic, so probably the... So they went, I think they went to Rav Meir Arik, I think. And this is not a young, firm girl who's going to be in the opera. So not a... It wasn't so unusual then. There was a... In Eastern Europe, Cheskel Abramsky was... got a lot of door. He was young also. He was a very powerful, dynamic individual. They also was offered a... be trained for the stage. So this young woman, I think her name may be Schiff, I'm not sure. So Meir Arik said she shouldn't go, that it will be, there's not a place for a film woman to be in the opera, and she turned it down. And it was a big, it made a very big impression in the Jewish community. That a young woman, because of her Yerushalayim, turned down this, it's like turning down a spot in Hollywood, a spot in, apparently, made a very strong impression. And a year or two later, again, the different versions of the story, a year or two later, the Chofetz Chaim was visiting Vienna, and he came to visit what will become Rav Vosner's grandfather. And he had heard about this Kiddush Hashem that this young woman made. So he asked this person, what's the deal? Tell me about the story about the... So he said, that was my daughter. So his daughter was in the house, his daughter came in, and Chofetz Chaim said, you're the one? She said, yeah. So he says, I'll give you a bracha, you'll have a child that will be mayor in Echa, who made the world. So after she got married, she had a son, Shmuel. So he said that many times his mother would say, you have to learn seriously, because I gave up a lot for you. And as a result, as a young, he was a child prodigy. He learned a lot as a kid. And I forget who his first Rebbe was. But when he was in his teens, I forget. He learned by the Rugas Avos a little bit. But even before that, I forget that. But then Rav Meir Shapira recruited him to learn in Chachmei Lublin. He became very close to Meir Shapira. Chachmei Lublin was was a yeshiva that the Meir Shapira established in order to raise leaders. It was a difficult entry and a very difficult regimen. And when he first came, when this young man first came to Vienna, it came to Lublin, so he wasn't it was a question whether he would be able to take his position amongst the even though he was a child prodigy and do a lot. And apparently, but Meir Shapira liked him a lot. And apparently, Meir Shapira, shortly after he came in, he had a question. And Rabbi Rosen was there with somebody else, and he asked them what they thought of the question. So apparently, this young man did very well. He answered very well. So then Meir Shapira said, "Okay, now we'll speak. Now we'll call you." It was Shmuel from Vienna. That was how that was Shapira's way of giving recognition within the yeshiva. But then they became very, very close. And Rav Vosner himself did not get smicha from Rav Shapira in his lifetime. Rav Shapira died suddenly. He died young. Rav Meir Shapira died as he was preparing to go to Eretz Yisrael. And I don't know if he's preparing to go on a trip or to visit or to live. I'm not sure. But when he made the decision to go to Eretz Yisrael, so he said he'll prepare by beginning to learn Zerom. So he began a Seder in Zerom. I think it was 4:30 in the morning. He began a Seder in Zerom, and he began with Rabbi Vosner and some others who were in the Chabura. But they only learned the first four Prakim of Pei, and then suddenly Rav Meir Shapira was nifter. But they found in his ksavim that he had intended to give smicha to Rav Vosner. So the Mashkiach, shortly after Rav Shapira's Ptira, then gave smicha to Rav Vosner. And Rav Meir Shapira had told Rav Vosner, he says, I have, that he was not blessed with any children. He said, I have two accomplishments in my life. I know the Lashon, he said. I have Daf Yomi and the Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. And he said, I forget the Nusach he said, but I would want the Chachmei Lublin to make it to Eretz Yisrael. So Vosner also had a tshuka to go to Eretz Yisrael. So he, later on in his life, that conversation played itself many times in his mind, and when he had the opportunity in Bnei Brak, he established the Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. So he was both the Rav of Zichron Meir. He was the Rav appointed by the Chazon Ish to be the Rav of Zichron. That's quite a an accomplishment to be appointed to be a Poisek by the Chazon Ish. And also, it wasn't the same. It's also very impressive because Rav Vosner was a chassidusher. He learned in Vienna. He wasn't the same style as the Chazon Ish. He was a Talmud of the Chazon Ish, but in terms of his background, his rebbeim were mostly chassidusher rebbeim, great and chachamim. And so he had an Uberlander. He was from the school of the Chassam Sofer, but a little bit more chassidish. A little bit more of Polish Hasidic influences. And his style of learning was focused on Halacha L'Maaseh, which was unusual, but it was regular Polish pilpul as well. So it's quite an accomplishment to be appointed by the Chazon Ish. It was a much more of a Litvisha approach. And then he established the Yeshiva Chachmei Lublin. I think there's a Rav Vosner in Muncie, who's in the Mochon Lehira. I don't know if it's a son or a nephew. Yeah, they assume it's a son. So Rav Vosner, he had the regular shiur in yeshiva. He would teach Orach Chaim every morning, shortly, for a short period of time right after Shacharis. And then he had the regular sidra yeshiva. But every Thursday night, he would give a shiur in Shulchan Aruch, Shulchan Aruch Shach Tez Hilchas Nida, and then I found later on that it was part of a much larger cycle. That was for 2 or 3 years, and then he would cycle through Hilchas Shabbos, and I think then again Nida and Mikvois and Shabbos. I think that was the same. So when I was there, he was learning Hilchas Nida. So my wife had an uncle who was an Olam Golem in Abrax, and he said I should come in and go to this shiurim. So I used to go every Thursday night. I used to leave Yerushalayim, go to Bnei Brak, go to the shiur. And after the shiur, I would go to my wife's uncle, Shulam Baruch Werner. But the shiur itself, the shiur ultimately became published. And there's a sefer called the Shiuri Shevet HaLevi Hilchas Nida. So I never trusted my notes because the shiur was in Yiddish. So the Yiddish was not so good. So I have notes, but I was never 100% sure. But then the sefer got published. So we have the records of those shiurim. But it was what I remember. I remember a sense of malchus, because the Chachmei Lublin was probably the square footage of our Beis Medrash, a little bit larger, but the full height. And at that time, I think there were tables. So the Beis Medrash was full. It filled up before the shiur began. And then he would come in the front of the Beis Medrash, and he had a desk. So I don't remember exactly. In my recollection, it was elevated. I thought it was on the bima, but it may have been near the Oren, that I'm not sure. But there was a sense of malchus. And he walked in with a certain majesty. The basement was full, and he carried himself in a princely way. And then he would sit down, and then he would stare above the crowd. I assume this, people have a certain kambolas before they begin giving a shiur. And then he'd begin the shiur. And that was straight, Shulchan Aruch, Shach and Taz, when various shahs had come up. And it was interesting, he had a full range of shahs, full backgrounds of different kinds of people. But I remember that sense of malchus. He also established a Beis HaYirah in Bnei Brak. And the major player of the Beis HaYirah is, I think, Shmuel Eliezer Stern. Eliezer Shmuel Stern, I think. Shiviyesh. He's also, I see from his svarim, he writes very beautifully. And also very significant posek. But he trained many poskim through his Beis HaYirah. I once went to meet him in the Beis HaYirah. He was also a very, very generous person, very warm and welcoming person. I was an American kid. He was very generous with his time. And with his. He lived at Arichus Yomim. He had to publish many, many svarim. And His general approach was outside of Hilchas Deyas. His general approach was to be to try to be Mekel. So in Yanei Taras Mishpacha, in Hilchas Deyas, he was had a very clear approach, that in Yanei Tznius is very, very, very strict. And the Hashkofas of Bnei Brak, he was very clear. Good. So we're in the sugya of Pesach Pasuach, and we're looking at the yesod of the sugya. There's, as you already know, there's a lot to discuss in the sugya, the direction of Sfek Sfeika. There's the question of chazakos. Tosfos discusses evaluating different kinds of chazakos, meikra, mehashta. Tosfos discusses how you categorize different kinds of sfeikas for sfeikas. So there are a lot of different directions we could go. Let's at least begin by developing what's the yesod ha-sugya. So the Gemara itself tells us the yesod ha-sugya, the kamashmalon, the chiddush of Rebbe Elazar. The chiddush of Rebbe Elazar is that without Rebbe Elazar, we discussed yesterday, we would have said we would know the din of shavya nafshi chaticha deizura. And we know the din that a person can impose upon oneself isurim. How do we know that din? Because of Aimer Leisha Kidashtich, Vihi Aimeris Lokidashtani, He Muteris Bikraivav, Who also Bikraivaisel. Right? We know the din of Shavi and Nafshe comes up in Ar Mesichta Daf. Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Ha'isha She'amram, I think it's the only place in Shas where the phrase comes up. Chav Beis Amid Aleph. Ha'isha She'amra Eishas Ish. Not that I know, just from the, there's no simon on the side that says in any other place. It's a, so Ha'isha She'amra Eishas Ish Ani V'chazra V'amra Pinuyani. Woman says she's married. And then she turns around and says, oops, I'm not married. And she says, Eishas Ishani. V'chazam Pinuyani. Nemenes. Nemenes, she's bleeped, right? In other words, she was she's bleeped that she's a Pinuya. We're not going to make her give a get. What do you mean we believe her? She's a Pnuya? She says she's married, she says she's an Ish. She's also to get married. She explained herself. Right? She explained that there were these two guys who were bothering her. And in order to be able to shake them off, she said, he just wanted to shake them off, and she said, my husband will be coming to pick me up in a few minutes. Right? So that way then they stopped bothering her. All right? So now she just says she's an Eishes Ish. So now can't be Masada Kedushin for her. Can't have to take her off Wayu Connects. Right? So she's in the no. She's a Panuya. She's still Gemara says she can stay on. We can leave her on Wayu Connects. So how are you talking? She said she's an Eishes Ish. She became an amasa. She explained, I wasn't Nashis Ish. These two guys were bothering me. How am I going to get rid of these two guys? It's the easiest way to get rid of two guys who are bothering me. Say, I'm already married. Don't bother me. So she gave an amasa. So she named it. All right? So that's the sugya on Chobes. Yotze Mizeh, we learned a din. We learned a din that there's a din of Shavi and Nafshe Chatech Lisura. That's number one. All right? We learned that Shavi and Nafshe gets released by an Amasla. Good? What's the significance when the Gemara says Ne'emenes? V'hoshavi el Nafshe chatichadi suram. What's the Gemara asking? What's the kash in the Gemara? She says, I'm married. She says, I'm a Pnuya. Ne'emenes. What's the Gemara paskening? Ne'emenes for what? Legame what? What's the cash of the Gemara's plan? The Gemara said, what do you mean? She's not in there. She says we have to hold her to be a married woman. She says, no, she gave an amasla. What's the halacha l'maisa of here? She's going to a basin and she's telling a basin, I said I'm a nesua. Can I get married? And she can only get married if she has an amasla. What's the Gemara saying? What's the Gemara saying? What do you mean ne'emenes? So obviously, what's the kasha? No. But what are the ramifications? All right, and that's the kasha which the Ktzois brings. Before we get to the kasha, just pshat Gemara. What are the ramifications of the Gemara? When the Gemara says ishi nemenes, they say that she's a pnuya. What are we considering doing? In other words, we're considering that we will pass it. The tzibur will paskin that she's a. So shavia nafshichaticha deser in that context means what? That she has made herself. A person can make herself. What's the chiddush? I have no eidos that she got married. I don't have a husband that claims that she's married. All I have is her pleitas peh. So the Gemara says nemenes odom nemen al atzmei kimei eidim. And the Gemara says luyat sur, I'd have two eidim that say she got married. So an amasla wouldn't help. Correct? She couldn't say, but those Adam saw, that wasn't us getting married. That was us practicing a high school play. Right? So that wouldn't work. Can't just give an amasla to Adam. So the Gemara is saying it didn't. Shavia nafshi chatich li'zura, she has the ability to make herself awesome. However, the Gemara is a chiddush that if the basis for Iser is her own pleitas peh, then if she gives us a reasonable amasla, then we will say that she is muteris. All right. To our Gemara now, our Gemara says Testament Aleph. She says, he says, ki dashtich, ha'omer lisha kidashtich. So then. Osir b'kroy v'yisel. Shavia nafshe, according to our suya, according to the Rishonim now. The Rishonim say, what's the basis? Shavia nafshe chaticha deizura. He made himself awesome. We will not be Masada Kedushin for. Right? Next. Gemara says, what's your Beloz's Chiddush? Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. So now, if she's an Eishes Koyin, or if she is a, she was Kibla via Kiddushin. Pachos Mas Sholishonim. She's a Sophic Osir. Gemara says, Shavi Nafshech Lich Lissur. The Gemara says, what's the Chiddush? I have a Gemara in Chav base. I have a Perish of Mishnah. What's Rabbi Loz is teaching me? Gemara says, Rabbi Loz is teaching me that he didn't say, I know that she was Nansa. I know that she was Nivala. He said, Pesach Pesuch Matzosi. He isn't even saying Tainus Domim. So Gemara says, do we say, should we say Shavya Navshe Chaticha De Sura with a Tainus Pesach Masuach Kamashmala? So he said yesterday there are two Pshatim and the Rishonim and Kamashmala. That is all spelled out Ba'arichos in the Shita. The two pshatim. All right, one pshat is, what's the chiddush? That a tiny Pesach Pesuch, he said yesterday, one pshat is that it's a local chiddush. Pesach Pesuch has the status of a tiny brura. That's, even though he's has not been married before, and he doesn't know exactly what to expect. Nevertheless, when he says Pesach Pesuch Matzasi, we treat it as a taina brew. We treat it as kiddush tich. We treat it as eishes ishani. Right, that's one mahalach. The other mahalach is that. We are not saying he really knows what he's talking about. We are saying, nevertheless, even though he doesn't know what he's talking about, he's not totally clueless, but he doesn't know what he's talking about, nevertheless, we will apply the din of Shavya Nafsha. So according to the first Mahalach, our sugyim, at first glance, is not expanding or giving us any greater insight into Shavya Nafsha. But according to the second Mahalach, our sugya is expanding the din of Shavya Nafshe. Because without Rav Elazar's din, we would say Shavya Nafshe is with the Taina Brura. Kidashtiach. And now we're saying Shavya Nafshi works even with a taina that's not so bar. All right? What's Rashi's lashon? Rashi says towards the bottom of the Yomud, Pesach Pasuach la Yisrael Atzmei Kishnei Eidim Dami Sharei Dover Borer Huloi Shenivala. Know which way does Rashi go? The Rashba says, Kim Lei Bemilsa. He is sure of it. And therefore, Vishavya Nafshe. Go ahead, Yoni.
The Shita says, Vidas Rashi, that Rashi feels that the Chiddush is that even though it's not Kim Lei, he's still Memam also.
Right. Can we find this? Dima Maschul Beda. Different than the Shonas and the Mishonah, but it boils down to these. I can't find it right now. The Lashon and the Shita. If you have the Shita Mekubetzes of the Otzer of the Kovitz Meforshim, then it's in page Kuf Lamed Aleph, the first column. Medashir Rashi's Al Boy Lefrushet Dechika Omer Komashmalon. What's Pshat and Komashmalon? The Afalgab De Loi Kimle. That even though he is not sure, Asura Olav. The Mekol Mokoy Moko Omer De Kimle. The Ein Leforish, we should not explain. Kamash Malon Da Asura Love Afal Gabdele Kimle. Sorry, let's skip the line. Ein Leforish Kamash Malon De Kimle. The Pshat is not that we really believe Kimle. And the Ritzvah's Lashon is Miu Biritzvah. He really is sure of himself. All right. So, Hayyotzei Mizeh, Machlekes Rashi Ritva. So, what is the Chiddush of our Sugya? What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? According to Rashi, the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar is that even though he's not certain, nevertheless, he can make it osir on himself. All right? So according to Rashi, we have a chiddush in the din of Shavya Nafshe Chaticha de Surah. And according to the Ritva, we also learn something about Shavya Nafshe. We learn that if he's Mesupuk, we wouldn't say Shavya Nafshe. Right? So this is the Nekudas HaMachloikas. What's the Chiddush of Rabbi Elazar? Gemara says the Chiddush is Kamashmalan. We thought Lashna Gemara. Make him Udle Kimle Kamashmalan. But the Kamashmalan is ambiguous. You can learn the Kamashmalan one of two ways. And the Mishem Taka learn it. Rashi learns the Kamash Malon is nevertheless Shavi applies, and the Ritva says no. If he's Taka unsure himself, he's not clear, we would not apply Shavi. Kamash Malon de Kimle, he is sure, but he is certain about it. And then we apply Shavi. So Yoytze Mizeh, since they're arguing as to what is the Chiddush of Elazar, Machlekes Rashi Ritva, And when do we apply Shavia? Do we apply Shavia only when it comes from a place of certainty? Or do we apply Shavia even when it comes from a place of suffering? Right? Kahi. Good.
When we're saying certainty, we're saying that his claim is a certain claim, or that he's actually, like, I'm 100% sure, but there's no reason I should be sure, but I believe I'm sure. Or do we say we trust him enough? When you say the word, certainty, is it the style of the claim or the quality of the claim?
Good question. I'm not sure.
Because according to the ritual, you're saying that one of the first thing is that that he's a bucky.
Yeah.
The second thing is that he's not a bucky, but even though, and then that's right. Mm-hmm. So I would assume it's the style of the claim.
Mm-hmm. What should we say? Moshe is saying the following, right? In other words, the Nakuda here, we'll get to this point. But Sam's question is, the Ritva requires certainty. Does that mean, is it objective certainty or subjective certainty? Right? Is it that we trust him, he knows what he's talking about? Or, as long as he's convinced himself that he knows what he's talking about? So Moshe says, Lech Oram, the better shot in the sugya is that the sugya didn't start by saying we don't think he could figure this out. No, he could figure this out, right? The sugya isn't saying that Rebbe Lozer is only talking about a second zivug, not a first zivug. So it sounds like that the facts stay the same. And we're saying he could not be clear about it. It's not something that's the distinction between Tainas Domim and Tainas Pesach Pesuach is Pesach Pesuach, he could not be clear about it. Nevertheless, he feels strongly enough about it. So the Gemara is saying that the Ritva says that's the din is, again, the Ritva is saying that Kimlei Kamash Malon is teaching us that he can be certain enough about it, right? For the purpose of Shavi Nafshei, and Rashi is saying that he doesn't need to be certain enough about it. We don't need any certainty at all for Shavi.
How he says his claim.
Sorry, yeah. Okay, go ahead, Yosef.
Couldn't that maybe teach totally on how you understand?
Correct, I'll come to that, yeah, correct. But instead of going back, I want to go forward instead of backwards. We're saying it's correct. All right? But I want to see what we can build up from the sugi, from the chorus that we have. All right? The next, go ahead, Yisrael.
The first Rashi says that.
Yeah. The question is, you stress the word lo. Avozois berura lo. Shepesach pesuach matza. So Rashi keeps on stressing the word lo. Later on also. He has meheman l'shavi olei chaticha di sura. She'en adav v'yochel izbara. Ela alpi v'gabbein nafshei. What's Lagabe Nafshe? Lagabe Nafshe Avi Meiman. So Rashi continuously stresses, Kamashlan Tanina, Sha'odam Neman al Asame, Lesser Loyas and Mutter Alpiv. He continues stressing. Go ahead.
The Shinta in the paragraph that we just read,
yeah.
He says that even according to Rashi, says you don't need it's a case of low Kimle, because he's a buffer.
Yeah.
He is Kimle, and without that, we wouldn't have said Shavi and Nafshe. Meaning, he doesn't have hold that much because he's low Kimle. The reason why we let Ola Osra love is because it's not him. He's certain. We don't mock that certainty, but
okay. So let's
he's barred for sure. The guy.
Buraloi. Yeah. So now let's just go a step further. We'll come back to this Nakuna in a moment. In Rav Elazar's din, what's the halacha lamasa? Shavi and nafshach neichad yisura. So in the case of Chav Beizman Aleph, where a woman says, Eishas Ishani, so apparently the halacha lamasa is, will we allow her to get married? A woman insists that she has to get before she gets married. Right? A guy wants to marry this woman, we'll say, sorry, she's registered as a nesua. She herself said nesua. In the case of Kidash, so the din is that he is usher to all of her relatives. What's the din in our case? Nemon le'oyser olav. What's the halacha lamasa? What does the Ritva say? Neman lo Yisra Olav. And how does it play itself out Lamasa? I don't know if we'd ask this question if the Ritva wouldn't spell this out. Milsa de Velosa. Is it? No. How do you mean a name? Yudva says, what's the din of Neman Lo'osra Olav? What's the din? He comes into a Beis Din. Right? And he says, why is he coming into Beis Din? Ostensibly, who's coming to Beis Din?
He's concerned about the
Yisr. Or? Was that? He wants to knock down the ksuba. Alright? So Neman La'isra al Asmai, how come it doesn't say that? It doesn't say the Ribos Diyuk. He's not coming into Beis and asking a Shaila, can we stay married? He's coming into Beis and saying, Mekachtos, I wanna register that my ksuba is 100, not 200. Come mashon the cave on the ton came be Beisdin. Betainas Bori. Once he makes this tainan beizdin, osrin osa olav the afkina lamine beizdin will now insist that they separate. Beizdin will force the divorce. The ena v'shay l'kaima, and it's beizdin's responsibility to separate them. Says the Ritva, and this is muchach from the sugya. Why? V'achim muchach sugya l'kamon the bechinam olazar enisha neser sal baylam. V'haynu she'ena neseris bebeizdin the ilu letzeis yidei shemaim. Again, what's the Ritva saying? The ilu letzeis yidei shemaim malavachin amitona. He says the Ritva saying the question could not be can we stay, should we stay married, must I stay married? Nema lo'isra olav could mean one of two halachas to be shown, the Ritva spelling out. It could theoretically mean he wants a divorce. Am I allowed to divorce? Is this a basis to divorce her? Should we get divorced? Should we go for counseling? Should we get divorced? Should we stay? What should we do? Right? It's a shaila. So that can be one. The last sugya in the Mesechtas Gitin. What is the basis for getting divorced? When is it mutter to get divorced? So one pshat could be She wants to stay married. He wants to get divorced. Is it mutter? In modern times, when this shaila is updated, in the Chassam Sofer's time, so it was the husband, he had a few tshuvas like this, similar, mamish, these kind of situations. The husband accuses his wife of being unfaithful. She says, not correct. She has been faithful. All right? So there are two, there's different tiers of shailas. Shaila number one is, can he live with her? Shaila number two, can he force her to receive a get? Can't, there's no kfis a get nowadays. There's a cheir min gershim. Is it lifted for this situation? Number three, if he can't force her to give a get, can he marry another wife, like a second wife? Halacha l'maisa. That's how this sugya comes up in the tshuvas. Chasam Sofer, Shaila Meshiv. The question in that case is, he wants to know what's the, that he wants to know, can, are these grounds for getting divorced? Bismana Gemara, so it would be, maybe, it would be, are these grounds for divorce? The last question in Gittin, the Gemara says, Kola Megarish, Eishas, Ishta Rishona, Mizbeach, Maribidol of Demois. So he wants to know, is the Mizbeach going to be Maribidol of Demois in this case? That could be, he can't afford a second wife. He can't afford a second wife. He can't marry a second wife. He wants to, in this case, is he allowed to marry a second wife that he can't afford? Says the Ritva, that's not the sugya. He says, that's a sugya that whenever a husband finds is concerned that his wife was involved in a davar mechur, they can get divorced. That's the beginning of Yevomis, Chav Dalet, Reichel, the person comes home, second parak, and he sees different simanim, Rachmanel Etzlan, that his wife wasn't faithful, so the Gemara says, davar mechur, they can get divorced. What's our sugya? Our sugya is, will Bezin insist that they get divorced? Will Bezin paskin? So the Ritva says, that's our sugya. Neman le'oisra al atzmei lo'y ne'emar. He says, of course, he can decide to tell Ilu l'tzeis v'nei shemayim b'lav ochi nami tana d'reichel perikam nivamas. He has three or four lines of a person who comes home and he's unhappy with what he finds. He's reason to believe his wife wasn't faithful. That's not our sugya. So he says, Pesach v'sasa. He is sure that she was nivamas. So we're not going to force them to stay together. So what's the sugi? What's pshat? Neman lo Yisrael. So Ritva says, no. The din is he comes into Beis Din, maybe because he wants to get a ksuva reduction. And Beis Din is now mechuyev to say, if you're so sure that you came to Beis Din, that's enough certainty to say that you're also to stay married with Joe. Right? In other words, coming back to what we were talking about before, according to Rashi, the sugya is, to me, it's I think it's, I really know what I'm talking about. It's boring to me, right? According to Ritva, there's a shear over here. How certain does he have to be? That's why the Ritva, I don't know where the Ritva actually focused on what we're discussing with Sam and Yosef discussing before. The Ritva says if it's certain enough in his mind to come to Bezin and make a taina, that's enough. That's what Velozes did. So now we've come to the next Nakuda over here. First Nakuda is we want to know what is Velozes Chiddush. Shavya Nafshech Tichin Yisur is a Gemara in Ksuvah Chav Beis. It's a Mishnah Kiddush. What's Velozes Chiddush? What's the Sugya Pesach Vesuach? So Achleikas Rashi Ritva. Either the sugya of Pesach Pesuach teaches us that even with a taina that we know cannot be certain, but it's certain to him. So the din of Shavya and Nafshi applies. So and even though it's a local din in Pesach Pesuach, but it teaches us the din of Shavya and Nafshi, and according to Ritva, according to Ritva, that would not be grounds for Shavya Nafshe. According to Ritva, it's Kimle, he is certain about it. What's the shear? So I don't need to go to jump into his mind and say, what do you think a festival stoch is? What should it be? What shouldn't be? What are you thinking? No, we say, look, Habibi, you felt strong enough about it, you came to Beis Din. You're willing to come to three Zikni Rabbanim, the Rabbanim of the town, and you're willing to say after you get married, Pesach Pesuch Mitzasi, good enough. All right? Now, Machlokes Rashi Ritva, what's the din of Pesach Pesuch? What's the din of Shavi Nafshe Chlizer? So according to Ritva, Shavi Nafshe means that Beis Din will now be Koyf Aladin. According to Rashi, Lavdavka, all the Lashonis in Rashi, our Sugya, are the Lashonis in Rashi, Charev Dover Borer Huloi Shinivala, Pesach Pesuch La Oisra Al Atzmai, Kishnei Eden. Right, exactly what the Ritva said, the Sugya doesn't say. Loika Omar Nemo La Oisra Al Atzmai. Rashi says, second last line, Pesach Pesuch La Oisra Al Atzmai, Berur Eloi She Pesach Pesuch Matzah. Have a mehemen the shav the chadir the sir avolatidik suvasa loy mehemen. So the chayra, we now have a very sharp lishitase, right? The ritzva who holds that we require a certain degree of certainty, and he even gives us the shear of certainty. Ad kinekach kedonya come to Beis Din. He holds the din of shavi and nafshi is the din of Beis Din. And Beis Din shouldn't act. He says, you want to answer on yourself, you can do whatever you want to answer on yourself. According to Rashi, no, Shavi and Nafshi is mamish kipshuta. He's making also, Beis Din is not kai for them to get divorced. Beis Din says, well, you know, you're a chosin, the first time you're married, you know enough to create a sofa, he said, they're right, you don't know. But, we have the din of Shavi and Nafshi. You say Pesach Pesuach, right? So therefore, Nem alois love. For you, it's grounds to get divorced. Possibly, the Chasam Sofer might say, and the Meshiv might say, enough grounds, headed to get divorced, yeah. Will they say, ahead to take a second wife? Maybe. But the point is, that L'chor, you see, that Rashi looks at it from the perspective that over here we're saying he really doesn't have, he does not have defined, we're not saying kimle. We're saying even though it's not kimle, because Shami and Nafshi did for himself. So we don't need to have that degree of certainty, but according to Ritva, that is a din on Beis Din, so he requires a greater certainty. Go ahead, Daniel.
According to Rashi, the Gemara's
good question. Yisrael, that's a good aura, we'll come to it. Good? So now you're going to the next step. Asking the next step. You're saying, what is the Seyed Adin? Right? In other words, now we want to understand. We're looking at it from a fresh approach. We now have it happens to be a well-trod approach. It happens to be that, you know, there's a lot of literature on this. We know there's a Tzoy, there's Shar HaMelech, there's Shem HaShkop, there's Ruchonim. We're not, but I want to point out is that this well-trod approach you find mamash in the Rishon. That's what we're trying to figure out over here. I saw somebody who says that exactly the way they were developing it, apparently the side that develops in this mahalach. All right. Now that we see this machlekes Rishonim, so now we can understand what that they are, that the Ritva and Rashi are really arguing about what is the basis of Shavi and Nafshe. Where does Shavi and Nafshe come from? How can a person establish an Iser on himself? Right? So according to Ritva, it's one kasha. According to Ritva, you can make whatever you want. You can create Iser on yourself. Right? That's the din of Reichel. That's the din of a person having seeing a Dovah Mechor and his wife. He can be Choshesh. He can act as Choshoshes. But what's the Chiddush of Shavi and Nafshe? When does the tzibur have to respond? When does the Beis Din have to enforce? According to the Ritva, Shavi and Nafshe is a din on Beis Din taking a stand. I gave you a Maramokim in first siman in Yeridaya, right? When the Shaykh says, "Nu v'shoyi sheft in front of Edom," he's a gavaldig ashkocha, right? He has the gold standard ashkocha, and he, the Shaykh says, "Din sheft azana." He walks out of the shloch house. He had a gavaldig mashkiach, choshev rav, sign is hanging there, and he says, "Din sheft azana," right? Wasn't a kosher. It wasn't a good shechita. He had a guy checking the knives. So what's the halacha in Shulchan Aruch? No. So two edim is good. We all can eat it. The only person who can't eat this meat is the sheikh, right? Everybody else can eat it. The mashgiach, the rabbi masher, he can sell it. Not a problem. The sheikh himself can't eat it. Why? He didn't shechita, right? So according to Rashi, that's he made it also on himself. It sounds like that according to the. And according to the Ritva, the din would be that we would not be allowed to sell it to him. We wouldn't be able to, we would allow him to eat it. Right? That, now, once you understand this din, so again, so this is all the Shitosa. According to the Ritva, if a person comes with dubious information, so then Shavi doesn't begin. The tzibah is not responsible, not mukhiv to respond. If the Bezin says he could not know what he's talking about, so then there's no din shavia. The Bezin says, but if I have reason to believe that he knows what he's talking about, if there's enough certainty, ad kerei kach is willing to come to Bezin, so then the Bezin then has to respond. Then shavia nafshe. And then Daniel says, that's pshat nemonos. That's Neman Lo Yisrael. When it comes to Klapei Chutz, it's a question of believability, trust. It's a question of whether he has enough Nemanis to make an Iser. When it comes to his own person, so Daniel said, the word Neman doesn't make any sense. What's Neman? Trust myself. I have to act upon my Nemanis. Right? So now to Daniel got to the core issue. According to the Ritva, l'chayri the pshat in shaviyat nafshech haticha d'isura means that when does a person have the emunah to create isura that fits in view of the sugya? The sugya reads tremendous, right? Sugya says, when does a person have the emunah to create an isur eishas ish, an isur saita, two edim. To Edom, the Torah added to two Edom, added Kina V'Stira. Eid Echad and Kina V'Stira. Torah says apparently, but we learn the Sugyan Soita, we'll have to learn Pshat. But we could take a stab at it by saying that a Kina V'Stira and Eid Echad is like two Edom. A woman who's willing to be Misyache in front of one Eid, when she knows her husband's watching her, so that's Kilu two Edom. Right? Then the Sugya says, and what's Pshat and Kina V'Stira? Pshat is that the Bezin will now tell their Osir to live together. They have to separate. Right? Now the question is, what about Shavi and Nafshech Tehle Surah, Pesach Pesuach, also Nem and Yisrael? It fits in. Two Edim, Kina V'Stira Echon, and Shavi and Nafshech. Bezin's Mechuyim to Paskin, they have to separate. Bezin and Rav could not be Mesadar Kedushin for. According to Rashi, it looks differently. Rashi learns Neman lo Yisrael olav. He should know it's Osir on him. So now the question comes up. The Neil's question is, the language doesn't sound so good. Yisrael said a few days ago, also Neman, it's Neman. Question number two is, if it's not a din in Beis Din, Beis is not going to enforce anything over here. So, what's happening? So he comes into Beis Din. He's concerned. As God's learning in Russian. He comes to Beis Din. I think Pesach Pesuach. Right? He's not coming in to be Masik Suvasa. He's coming in with a Shiloh. Right? So, according to Rashi, the Rav asks, where are you coming from? So he explains what he thinks. What he thinks is supposed to be, and what he thinks he experienced. And the Rav will say, it's not a problem. You have to fake Suva. Kerech mikan and mikan. You have to pay ksuba, but you just made you in this woman also to you. So it makes it a deraisa. Right? Neman shavi anashe chatecha dizer. Basin is not going to, will Basin enforce it? Not sure. Right? Basin will, the robe will certainly say, then we'll lie to get divorced. Maybe the Basin will probably say, we will violate Chayim Gershom for you. Because it's also, you can't live together. We also need to live together. Would Beis Din give Malkus if they continue to live together? No. What'd you say? Hold on one second. Would Beis Din give Malkus? So you can never have Malkus. Good. Would Beis Din give Malkus Mardus? So the Mishnah Melech says that's totally in this machlokes. If you hold like the Ritva that Malkus is a din of that Shavi and Nash is a din on the Beis Din, they can be Einish as well. But if you hold it's not a din of Nemonis. It's not a din in Beis Din. So then they can't be Koifa. Then they couldn't get Malkus. Could Basin be Koifan Aladin? Basin has a Techiyov to be Koifan Aladin. Could Basin force them to get married, to get separated? Could Basin say, this man cannot get Nali and Shul until he gets divorced? So, according to Ritva, for sure, that's their job. And according to Rashi, no, it's not their job. He has a Chiyov to separate from his wife. Beis Din has no grounds because Pesach Pesuach, it's like Kimle. That's a machlokes Achronim. Some Achronim say that Beis Din has an obligation to help this person mekayim his mitzvahs. But just to make the issue sharp in our minds, even though the last issue is not so clear, it's a machlokes Achronim. But we said we'll point to the following. We pointed out that Pshat in our sugya, what's Pshat in Kamashmalan? From the Pshat in our sugya to Pshatim in Kamashmalan, we have two different ways of looking at the sugya. From the two different, then we strengthen these two different approaches by saying, not only are they arguing about the Kamashmalan, not only are they arguing about the degree of certainty, but they're arguing about the ramifications of the din. According to the Ritva, it applies to Beis Din, and according to Rashi, it's a personal din, right? And then we said this machlokes of whether it's a Beis Din halacha or whether it's an iser on the person, so that will have certain nafkaminas ladina which the achrayim discuss. Nafkamina will be if Beis Din will be koifal on mitzvahs. Nafkamina could be if Beis Din would be manish. Mishnah Melech has the following question. What about if we have Edim that say that we know she was not, she was Edim, for some reason can say she was never Nival by anybody. So do you have Shavi and Nafshe can neged Edim? So the Mishnah Melech, that's what I mentioned before. In Isha's test Vav sounds like that's not nafkamina. That'd be the same in nafkamina. If it's a din in Beis Din, it's if a din in Nemonos. You have Shavi and Nafshe can't go up against Tuhedim. Tuhedim is the gold standard. So then Beis Din would dismiss it. And according to Rashi V'siyosai, they could say no. Right? Now, but since now we've explained one side. We've explained the Ritva side. That it's a din in Nemonos. That is one we said before. That Odom Neman al Atzma Kimeim Domi. Person has that kind of Nemonos. Achidish, where does it come from? Where does the Nehmanus come from that gives the right to the Beis, the Bikoifa gives the right to the Beis, as the Ritva says, to separate them? So that's what the Ktsoi says, that could come from the din of Edecha, Nehman, Lechayv Shvua. Alright? It could be a Svara, Odom Nehman Alatzmai. It could be Kiyuzeh, right? Moshe had another Makor for Nehmanus of an individual. The din of Nehmanus, the din of Beis. Odom Nehman Alatzmai. But the big Kasha that you've been working on, according to the Mahalchim, we're putting Rashi's name on it. Yisrael says it's being unfair to Rashi. But the Shita, but even if it's not Rashi, the Shita explains Rashi in this way, and the Shita certainly has those who are Cholik and the Ritva. So the Shita exists. So Yisrael may be correct that we are unfairly pinning this on Rashi, but the Shita certainly presents Cholkim on the Ritva. All right? What's the getter I did? So the approach that is usually discussed is the Nevneder. Right? That's what the Ktsois raises, Shaar Melech. I think it's Shaar Melech is the first one to point it out. The Nevneder. All right? What's the hezver of the din of neder? The term is mechadish the din that a person can impose upon himself yisurim. Right? A person can say, this is also to me, kind of a lie. Din of neder is shvur. Correct? So, when we can't find a source for shavi and nafshe, the guy comes to Beis Din and he says, Pesach Musuach. Right? Nearly Pesach Musuach. And Beis Din says, we're not going to, he can't take away your ksuba, right? That's not a tainus damim, but we have to advise you, according to Belozer, you're also to stay with this woman, right? She says, he says, kidashtich. She denies the whole thing. She says the whole thing was a game for the night, they weren't waiting, they have to advise him, also for you, to will we give you a malchus if you end up marrying Achos, this woman's sister. Going to Rashi, probably not. Will basically be koifah al mitzvahs? Will we say if you marry this with this sister, this or this woman's mother, then you won't get an aliyah in Arshul ever? Not so posh that basically will be koifah al mitzvahs. But we're telling you, you should know that since it's bura l'cho that you marry this woman, you're also the koifahs. What's the basis for the yisr? If basin is not going to be koifah, so how are you talking that this? Also, this man, also everybody else. Terrence is a netter. He took a netter. Right? It's a netter that he himself convinced he had. There are indications that the netter didn't happen, so Basin won't be koifa, won't give malchus on it. Elamai. Echrenim say, so that could be Adkan the Sugya. Right? This would be the way the Tzoyis would present the shir. Right? They would say, not a bad shir, mashmalon. What's the 2 days in Kamashulam? All right? Once you have the 2 days in Kamashulam, then what do they argue about? Why does one say Pesach Pesuach means Kimle, and the other says Pesach Pesuach means not Kimle, but still Osir? Why are they arguing? They're arguing because they learned the Gemara a little bit differently, because it's an ambiguous Gemara. But once you have that Machlekes, then you see from that Machlekes the very fact, the Brisker Malach, the fact that the Ritva requires greater certainty in order to be able to impose something. And Rashi does not require that certainty. You see the different dinim. And then you see that the Ritva says, I require that certainty for Beis Din to respond. Nevonos. It's Beis Din having a certain standard of believability, of credibility. But according to Rashi, I don't need that level of credibility. I need it to be Berur Eloi. And Beis is not going to get involved. Because according to Rashi, it's not a din of Nehmanus. It's not being up against Eidim. It's a din of... No, what kind of din could it be? So he says a din of Neder. Alright? Kacha din. A huge chiddush. Right? Ad kere kach, that the Neder Yudah says about this chiddush. No, what did he say? He doesn't say divish tame, he says divish tus. Right? Very sharp lush. Neder Yudah says that the Rebbe holds like the Ritva. Right? But we're, this machlekes, Rashi Ritva, this machlekes Rishonim, is a machlekes Nedim Yehuda Chasam Sofer. Notice all the way down. You can trace this machlekes Rishonim all the way down to the early Achareidim, the Trumas Shar Melech, Trumas Akri, and then to the Nedim Yehuda Chasam Sofer. Nedim says it's a Dabar Shtos. Neder. This guy didn't take a Neder. There was no lashon of neder or shvuah. Question is, if it's a neder, what happened to Torah Sadar? Why is the Bezin saying to him, Safek? Why are we saying Pesach Neman La Yisrael La? It should be Neman. Neman Li Koneis La Torah Sadar? It should be Neman V'yomer Lai Mutulach Mutulach, right? That's the eyes in Akasha. That's asked against this mahalach. But it's such a strong kasha that if it's not a din of neder, so where does it come from? So why is taka nem lo Yisrael? That's what Tzai says. It's got to be a din. Where do we find such a din that I can be makabel upon myself? We serve. Got to be neder. Elabad, but if it's a neder, it's got to be the way out of it. So different achrenim and yashim, different ways. Different time achrenim say there are in a dorm you can't get out of. For example, Nazirus Shimshon. Right? You can never get out of the Nazirus Shimshon. That's why in a Torah, every person say, except for, right? Or a Neder al Das Rabbim. If you take a Neder and you say, you take a Neder in the name of all the people in town. So you can construct a Neder that's falsely doubted. So the Achronim say, good, it exists. But what's it got to do with Pesach Pesuach? Pesach was Och. He didn't say anything about Shimshon, and he didn't say anything about the. So there's an unbelievable Chasam Sofer. Chasam Sofer and Simin Kuf, Eben Ezechel Bey, Simin Kuf Aleph. Chasam Sofer raises his kasha. It's listed as Loshen. The Indian. Shavi and Nasha Chedecha the Yisuri. He says in Sigmund Kuf, and again, Kufal and Tolkien, he's more Mara. It's also always very interesting to read the introduction to the Tshuvas. He says, sometimes he says, he doesn't have Sfarim with him, he doesn't have the... Leinelma mimenu pilpul b'sharam b'shvat, I'm aware of the sharam b'shvat, the oyson sifrei gdelei svardim einam mitzuyim biyadenu, and I can't even understand them. I don't have them. They're talking about nothing. The inyan nira kevan shu machzik zeli iser. Okay, so listen. This is the lashon. Kibel alatzmoi sheyihye zeho iser bechlal shvuas harisina. The inyan kabbala who neder the eraisa. Lav mitam v'inyan koinim. It's not like a regular net, right? So first, the Chasam Sofer Kedarkei B'Kodesh has this bomb of a chiddush. He says it's bechlal. We all mushim oimi har Sinai. Right? We all took a shuvah Sinai mekabel mitzvahs. Now it's a minishah. So we can expand the shuvah that we took in har Sinai. Bechlal Shavuos Har Sinai. Kibel Atzmoi Sheyi Yezeh Yisur Bechlal Shavuos Har Sinai. This woman should have an Yisur. Kadosh Baruch Hu gave me the right to say that since I'm a Mushav Omer Har Sinai, that I can tweak the Shavuos that he gave me. Kimoi Kabbalas Tainus. For example, I'm a Kabbalah Tainus. From a couple times, and that becomes also unique. Where did Issa come from? So we say it's a din of shua. I made all food awesome. The nafgalon and the pasuk comes from beficho's utstaka. The person thinks, a person says he wants to give staka, chal afilu b'machshava kimoit staka. Says the Chasam Sofer, we have a huge chiddush. When the Torah says, that I can commit myself to give tzedakah by having a plate asped, not a lashon neder, but simply articulating. Or I can be machayiv myself, so the Torah was machadish, b'fichlut tzedakah, that I can expand the shvu of Har Sinai to include new practice, new conduct. Says Chasam Shavi, that's pshat and shavi and nafshech nitzur. A person is able to expand the shvu of Har Sinai. So this is, you look it up, in Simen Kuf Aleph, it's referred to in Simen Kuf. He discussed it also in a Shuvan Yeridei, which I've not looked up. And it's a fascinating chiddush in terms of Kabbalah Satora, in terms of being able to expand the, in terms of a personal imprint on the shvu that we took at Har Sinai. It's a fascinating, in terms of Ashkaf, a fascinating chiddush. But that's his mahalach. That how we can finish off this sugya. Shavi and Nafshatim the surah, Machloik is Rishaynim, is it a din in Nemonus as measured by Bezin? Or is it some kind of new Kabbalah a person takes upon himself? So he says, it's got to be Neder. Chasam Sofer says, a Chiddush. That it's part of Vefichus Utsdaka, which is a Chiddush, that the Shvuah that we took in Har Sinai can be expanded in individual ways. Right? You look it up, we'll discuss it further.